Watson, where'd you come from, stranger?
You're looking at a big man with iron gray hair. In his right hand, a six-shooter. And at his feet, a crumpled heap of what was once an old white-haired man and his wife.
Come in, stranger. Right in. City you call. The yard.
So it's the way it looks.
Nothing is the way it looks, stranger.
Call me that Strong guy. Yes, Steve Strong. But right now you're lost. Lost in the heart of the backwoods country. You're trying to get to a fishing lodge. You've been driving for 2 hours since sunset. You've seen no sign of life along the road. And then you see it. One lonely light, 200 yards off the main road. So you park your car on this apology for a road and walk it to the house. You get to the door and raise the knocker. The door's off the latch, and it slides open under the weight of your hand. You find yourself looking at a temple of horrors. But in this temple, one of the wax dummies is moving. The other two look like they'll never move again.
Walker! Where have you come from, stranger?
You're looking at a big man with iron gray hair. And in his right hand, a six-shooter. And at his feet, a crumpled heap of what was once an old white-haired man and his wife.
Come in, stranger. Right in. The city you call my yard.
So it's the way it looks.
Nothing is the way it looks, stranger. Nothing.
Starts a crazy dance. Then a big blackness comes in and takes over. Then through the blackness comes the sweet smell of roses. And with the roses, a soft grayness gives way to an aching pain in the back of your head. And with the pain, you know it's time to open your eyes.
Never lost a patient yet.
She's the sweetest looking nurse you've ever seen. And right now, she's doing an operation on your wrist. An operation with hemp rope. And the knots he ties are no lover's knots.
You've been out some time, stranger.
I'm not sure I'm all back yet.
It'll come, stranger. But I don't know for how long it'll be.
So, why didn't it happen before?
Harry was interrupted. You're lucky.
But for how long?
Like I said, you're lucky.
Yeah? If being trussed hands and feet like a Thanksgiving turkey's being lucky...
You're my Thanksgiving turkey, Steve. You're too good to me.
So I owe you a life. But for how long do I owe it?
Well, Harry gets out of jail.
Now, wait a minute. Just, let me catch up on a few things, huh?
All right, Steve. You catch, I'll throw. First thing.
You're a brave girl with my hands tied.
Maybe I'll get to untie them one day.
Yeah? For what? All right, so the joke's on me, and I'm it. Now with a question, huh?
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. You read my wallet. Now what's your name?
Della. You like it?
In these circumstances, can I argue?
It could help if you don't.
Della what?
Reaper.
Of?
Tanner Woods.
This is the place?
A free state.
And Harry?
Behind bars.
What?
I told you.
Yeah, you did.
What's wrong?
Just the law out here. They always act this fast.
How long do you think you were out?
A couple hours.
4 days and 5 nights.
4 days and...
Like I said, you're lucky.
And like I said, for how long?
Till the trial's over.
They're trying him already.
Look, you're in the backwoods, Steve. We see a judge once in 2 years. So happens the courts were in session this last week, so they're rushing things through.
One for the books.
And one for Harry.
Well, how does that figure?
Well, I can't find the bodies. Or a motive. Leastways, not one strong enough to hang him on.
You mean he's got a good lawyer?
The best.
So Harry's got the money.
And that rules out one motive.
Yeah. But it's still me.
Yeah. And there's still these rope handcuffs and leg irons. So I don't think you'll be giving evidence, Steve.
Yeah?
So he didn't die?
No, Benny, he didn't.
Sorry.
Plus one like it, Della.
But you didn't want him to die, Benny.
Only after you told me I didn't.
It's the same thing, Benny.
Is it?
If he died, that means you killed him. That means you could hang Benny.
You're telling, I'll do...
Benny, stop. He's not dead, so there's nothing to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, Benny.
Very right, Benny. But it's only just. You nearly pushed a hole in my head.
He doesn't know just how strong he really is.
Someone should tell him.
I don't need telling.
Maybe not. But you've got to have someone do your thinking for you.
I know I ain't right. That don't make it a crime.
No one's saying it is, are they?
All right, then.
Did Harry give you any message for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. He said for you to bump this fellow off. Said he's real explosive.
Looks like I recovered in time to write my own epitaph.
You say, so long as Harry's behind bars.
Why?
You know what?
Do I?
You could take me out of here, Steve. We could go places, do things. I got money. Harry's never been tied, but... He's no chicken no more, Steve. I want a man who's alive. A man I can live with and do things and... Not a gray-haired old man who's too tied up with big business to find time for his wife.
He'd divorce you, too. That I cannot believe.
This is my divorce suit, Steve. You say the word, and I'm divorced. With this as my only lawyer.
You're looking at the smallest and deadliest of lawmen. A neat little pocket-sized 32. You're happy you're Steve Strong and not Harry Reefer. But then you take another look at your thoughts, and you figure you're both riding losing numbers. You figure there's only one way you can be called safe, and that's to get out of here.
I've got to go now, Steve. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know you're in no position to argue, so you don't answer. And take the kiss she gives you without giving one back. You figure that way you'll keep her interested. Because you remember a saying. It's always the apple in the next orchard, the one you want to taste. Right now, you're making believe as an apple. You make a watermelon look small.
Keep an eye on him, Benny. Goodbye, Steve.
Yeah. Till tomorrow. You take stock of the mountain left in the room with you. It takes no ounce of gray matter to figure he's got a head that's all bone. And with a head like that, you figure you can con him into helping you out of this fix. And the only way to get out of this fix is to untie the bands of rope around your wrists and feet. There's only two ways you can get them off. To cut them or burn them.
You want to smoke?
Lady Luck plays him for you. And she plays him good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like it.
No.
Huh?
It's the superstition I've got, you see, I've got to light my own.
You light it with your hands like that? That I got to see.
Oh, just give me a book of matches and you'll see.
Here, take two books.
You show him how you do it, and he sits back in simple, big-kitted wonder and enjoys the pantomime. So you let him laugh. Right now, you're putting on a show for Benny. But later, when he rolls off to sleep, you'll stick the matches in the cracks between the floorboards and let them burn through the cords of rope that bind your wrists and feet. you've done your Chloe X and freed the bonds that bind you. And you're sitting in a car you borrowed from Harry Reefer's garage. You're driving through the night towards the town of Tanner Woods. The headlamps cut a tunnel of light through the blackness. And you start seeing familiar objects and signposts. And you remember when you saw them. You know you're approaching the Temple of Horror, the house you saw 5 nights ago. You don't know why you do it, but you swing the car into the long drive and pull up outside the house. Again, the door seems to draw you like a magnet, and you feel the prickle running up and down your spine. You try the handle, and the sensation sweeps into full flood, and your nerves do a cartwheel. The door is unlocked. And now you're in the Temple of Horror, the room where the nightmare began. And you hear it. Your hand reaches for your gun, but it gropes on empty air, and you know all you can do is wait. And then you see it. Center of the room where it all began 4 nights ago. You're standing looking at a dark shape against the dim light of the stars behind the open doorway. And then the lights switch on.
What are you doing here?
Your whole body relaxes like a piece of warm jelly.
Who are you?
That could be my question. I got here first.
What do you want?
Hey, hold on, honey. I'm no crime boy. I'm Steve Strong, private detective.
But what are you doing here?
Hold on, honey. I told you who I am. Let's hear something from you, huh?
I'm Judy Candler. My grandparents were killed in this room last week.
Oh. Yours, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I came in just after it happened. I'm very sorry.
You saw who did it?
Yeah. I saw Harry Reefer with a gun in his hand.
You know him?
I know his wife. And a bump on my head knows his handyman a lot more.
Oh, even with your evidence, it's still hopeless until we find the bodies.
I still say my evidence is enough.
No, out here it isn't. Oh, you don't know these backwoods people. It's only your word against Harry Reefer's. And you're a stranger. As for Reefer, he's big time out here. So big, he's almost a legend. Owns half of Tanner Woods. His lawyers are banking on this. By 11 o'clock, Harry Reefer will be a free man.
Unless we find the bodies first. And I think I know someone who can be persuaded to help us.
Benny?
Yeah. If he's still where I left him. You go back to Reefer's place. This time, you borrowed a gun. A six-shooter that looks more like a cannon. It came out west with Grandpa Candor. You see the light on and the door open. And you swing the artillery to where you left Benny sleeping, with a bump on his head as at an inducement. By the floorboard, a bear of rugs. And Benny.
Don't move, Strong.
But the air behind you is full of his voice.
Drop the gun, Strong. Drop it.
You're up early, Benny.
You hit me on the head, Strong. For that, I got a good mind.
Now, wait a minute, Benny. Let's keep this friendly. You hit me and I hit you. Now we're even. Let's keep it that way, huh?
You talk too much. I don't like guys who talk too much. They get me all mixed up.
Sure you don't, Benny. That's because they're always putting one over you. But Judy and me, well, we came back to help you.
Help me?
Didn't we, Judy?
Well,
follow my lead. He's got to get his mind in a tangle. I only can.
How?
What are you two saying there?
All right, Judy was saying I owe you nothing, that I shouldn't help you like I was going to.
Help me? What's she got against me?
That's what I say, Benny.
I'm as good as the best of them.
Sure, Benny. My guess is you're better.
Yeah?
Now, Benny, take Harry Reefer. Now, Harry, he's your boss. He gives out the orders, am I right?
Well, yeah, but I don't...
That's what I mean, Benny. He gives them. But who carries them out, huh?
Me. Benny Laker.
Yeah. See what I mean? You're the big-time guy around here. Not Reefer.
You reckon?
Sure, I reckon. Now, take where you hid the bodies.
Yeah?
Yeah. I bet Reefer didn't do anything about them. I bet he just gave the orders and left you to do the hard part. The hard part of making it tough for the police to find him.
Yeah, he did. But I fooled him. I sure fooled him.
Yeah, you sure did, Benny. It was a great joke, eh? Who'd have thought of looking in the tool shed?
Tool shed nothing. They got a better hiding place than that. No one would ever find them.
You sure must have fooled the police. After all, I'd have to find the fresh dug earth. Yeah, that's easy.
Now, this fresh dug earth, all right, but it's hidden.
Yeah, and they'd leave mounds, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I fooled them. One cop even wanted to play on top of them.
You mean he stood right on top? On top of the graves and didn't know it?
Yeah.
Hang on, honey, it's coming now.
Right on top he stood.
What did he want to play?
He wanted to do some putting practice. Can you beat that?
You mean like in golf?
Yeah. And he was right on top of the old couple.
No.
What's wrong with the girl?
She wanted to put some flowers on the graves. They were her folks, you know, Benny.
They was? Say, that's tough.
Yeah. She'd feel a lot better if she knew where to put the flowers.
It'd help if I showed her where?
It sure would, Benny. It takes a big heart to do what you're doing, Benny.
Okay. The girl comes with me, but you stay here. And I only show her if she don't tell.
She'll promise.
Yes, I promise.
Don't do it, Judy. You're doing great, kid. You wait for Benny and Judy to come back, and you wait with a length of two before. Judy comes in first, and then Benny.
Oh, no! Please
don't! You look at Judy's eyes wide with terror. Then you see helpless defeat mixed in with the terror.
He didn't tell me. He changed his mind.
So he wasn't so dumb.
What can we do?
It's morning already. Time sits. Mine stopped 2-3 days ago.
It's after 6:30.
The trial's at 10.
Last night's paper said it'd be over by 11. Would have finished yesterday, but prosecution held out for today.
So we got less than 5 hours.
And Reefer's got 4 practice greens and fairways.
He must like golf.
Oh, he's the local club president.
That figures.
But where do we start?
You start by calling on Della Reefer. But she proves no help. So you leave her tied and gagged in a room while you and Judy cover every inch of the practice greens and fairways. And you're reaching the last of them when Judy calls you over.
Steve, over here. I think I found it.
You go over, and it's what you've been looking for. A thin line in the grass where a large square of turf has been cut out and rolled back and replaced again. And in the middle of the square is a small mound about 6 feet by 4.
We haven't got much time, Steve. It's almost 10:30 now.
You get back to the car. This won't take me long. You dig the shovel in. You don't stop throwing earth till you find what you're looking for. The evidence that'll hang Harry Reefer. Get back to the car fast and drive off. By breaking all speed regulations, you and Judy are outside the door of the courthouse by 2 minutes to 11.
You can't go in there, mister. Nor you, lady.
He's big and as solid as the courthouse door behind him.
The judge has given sentence.
You mean he's been convicted?
I don't know. Judy came back 10 minutes ago.
Then we've got to get in. We've got evidence to hang Harry Reaper.
Hey, wait. Let go of my arm.
Sorry, fella, but I insist.
And this court is adjourned and will remain closed until the next session.
Hey, Your Honor, wait. What's the meaning of this? What was the verdict, Your Honor?
I don't see what that has.
I've got the evidence to hang Harry Reaper. Order! Order!
You realize what you're saying, young man?
I do. And Miss Tanner can prove it with me.
We found the bodies of my grandparents in Mr. Reefer's private golf cart.
Order! Order! Here! Here the court! And that's the whole story, Judge.
The jury found him not guilty.
But you can't let him go. He's a murderer.
It was the court's ruling.
Judge! Judge! You have to give me protection, Judge!
The jury found you not guilty, Reaper.
But that crowd out there. Listen to him. Listen to him, Judge! They'll kill me!
Yeah, Harry, sure they'll kill you. You should have thought of that before. Before you wanted the old couple's land.
Well, there was oil on the land. They didn't want any of it. I offered to buy it. They wouldn't sell. They wanted to keep their land for greed and cattle.
They had a right. With their land, Reaper.
Oh, George, listen to me. They weren't living with the times.
Yeah, so you killed them.
Yes, I killed them. But in the old days...
This isn't the old days, Reaper.
Maybe not, but you're letting him go.
But you can't let me go, George. You can't let me go. Look at that crowd out there.
The court found you not guilty.
But, Judge, I'm telling you, I killed him.
Reaper, you confessed too late. You heard the jury's verdict. There's nothing more to be said. This case is closed until the prosecution requests a new trial by the lawyers of the state.
No! No, Judge! You can't! You can't do it!
Take him outside, Sheriff. This court is closed.
You can't leave me alone out there. Here, let go of my arm. You can't do this to me. You can't do it! You can't do it!
Well, like I said, I'm a sentimental, a romantic guy, but I've got a lot of good friends in and out of the force, and I like to keep them. I also like to help keep law and order in the community. I'll be with you again. But for now, this is Steve Strong, or as I'm more often referred to, that strong guy, signing off.